The Loothley Opposite. John Buchan. John Buchan, 1st Baron Tweedsmuir, 1875 to 1940, was a Scottish diplomat, journalist, publisher, and author of historical works in espionage and adventure fiction, some of which features his famous hero Richard Hannay and his activities for British intelligence. More than half of his literary output was non-fiction, including his first book, a biography titled Sir Quixote of the Moors, 1895, published when he was only 20 years old. But Buchan is most remembered today for his thrillers, particularly those involving Hannay. Modelled after one of Buchan's military idols, General Edmund Tiny Ironside, Hannay's first adventure was the classic The 39 Steps, 1915, set just before the outbreak of World War I. The success of this novel spurred the sequels Greenmantle, 1916, Mr. Standfast, 1919, The Three Hostages, 1924, and The Island of Sheep, 1936. The enduring popularity of The 39 Steps is partially due to the outstanding 1935 film directed by Alfred Hitchcock that starred Robert Donat as Hannay and Madeleine Carroll. The motion picture version is considerably different from the novel, which did not have a female character in a major role. It was changed into mostly a chase film, with the British police hunting Hannay because they believe he killed an American spy. Foreign spies also want to capture him because they believe he has information that they want to prevent from being delivered to the British government. It was remade in a forgettable 1959 production with Kenneth Moore and Tina Elg. Buchan had a career in journalism as a war correspondent in France in 1915 and was for a time the executive deputy chairman of the Reuters news agency. He also was a partner in the publishing firm Thomas Nilsson & Sons Limited, discovering E.C. Bentley's Trent's Last Case, 1913, and other major works. His interest in politics impelled him to run for Parliament, and he was elected as a Conservative in a 1927 landslide. The Loathly Opposite was originally published in the October 1927 issue of the Pall Mall magazine. Its first book publication was in the short story collection The Runagates Club, London, Hodder and Stoughton, 1928.